And now this is a dictation for Steven, S-T-E-V-E-N, Joyner, J-O-Y-N-E-R, April 3, 1961. Addresses a letter to Dr. Crystal, C-R-Y-S-T-A-L, Halley, H-O-L-L-E-Y, 629-8145. Dear Dr. Halley, a follow-up, Stephen, with biopsy-proven diabetic nephropathy and secondary changes of FSGS, advanced renal failure hypertension, last visit in February. He denies any specific symptoms. I did an extensive review, system being negative. Has followed with cardiology, Dr. Berlin, B-R-L-I-N, no changes. Diabetes well controlled, A1C at 6.3. Blood pressure at home, left wrist in the 100s to 140s over 60s. She is on hold on the transplant list, University of Michigan, but is still gaining time. Medication list review, notice diabetes cholesterol management on losartan, norvas, demadex, on vitamin D125, present weight 167, blood pressure by nurse 149.81, no respiratory distress, normal speech, lungs are clear, no pleural effusion, has an aortic systolic murmur, no pericardial rap, overweight of the abdomen, no ascites tenderness, no major edema, non-focal. Next paragraph. Recent chemistries are from July. Creatinine at 3.2, stable over time, representing a GFR of 21, stage 4, a normal sodium potassium, mild degree of metabolic acidosis, a normal nutrition calcium phosphorus, elevated PTH, anemia 12.5. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD, stage 4. Presently stable, no progression. No indication for dialysis. Biopsy proving diabetic nephropathy and secondary changes of FSGS. There has been no need for EPO treatment, no need for phosphorus binders. Present potassium is stable, monitor metabolic acidosis. There is elevated PTH, continue vitamin D125, continue chemistry in a regular basis. Smart class and AB fistula is encouraged when consistently his GFR will be less than 20. He's being very stable for 2 years or longer. Plan to see him back on the next 6 months. End of dictation.